Good morning.
Good morning.
Pray for Brother Wade, he's in the Philippines.
That's right.
And pray for Sister Jim too. And Sister Gwen is sick too, so pray for her.
Oh, yeah?
Today I want to talk on character. Character means this distinctive quality, one of the attributes or features that make up and distinguish the individual. When Brother Burnham came up here, he did a good job. I mean, he didn't sugarcoat the word. He told you what he felt. Yeah. So that's kind of like I want to do, so they'll probably fire me after today. See, we all needed what he said, but you know, he talked on a broken spirit. In the message, the shepherd of that sheepfold, Brother Brennan said there's three things a minister has to watch for. That's women, popularity, and money. So Samson fell because of Delilah, Saul fell because of his pride, and Balaam fell because of money. Mm-hmm. And then all those things are written for our example. In the message, God hidden and revealed in simplicity, Brother Graham said, a man was made to rely completely upon God. That's the reason we like unto him, unto lambs or sheep. A sheep cannot lead himself. He has to have a leader, and the Holy Spirit is supposed to lead us. So man is made that way, and God made all of his works so simple that the simple couldn't understand it. And God makes himself simple with the simple in order to be understood by the simple. Simple, simple. He got me all confused. So God in the beginning that could have made the sun preach the gospel or wind preach the gospel or an angel preach the gospel, but he ordained man for that purpose and he never changed it. He never ordained individuals, he never ordained denominations, he never ordained groups of men. He ordained men to preach the gospel, not machinery, mechanical devices or any angelic being, it was man.
That's right.
Said God can give a man a start to do something and give him a ministry. The first thing you know, he'll go to catering what others say. And the first thing you know, he'll be all wrapped up in a bunch of stuff, and then God just takes his hand off and let him alone. Yeah. And the absolute Brother Brown said, God doesn't deal with groups of men, God deals with individuals. Because man has different ideas. He is built up and different in nature, and God has to take that man and mess him around and pull him around out of his own self till he gets his own nature, and then God deals with that person. Let's go to Galatians 6. Okay, Galatians 6, let's just read 2 to 5. Galatians 6, chapter 6, verse 2. Bear you one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceived himself. But let every man prove his prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another man. For every man shall bear his own burdens. I I'm nothing. God makes me something, just like Moses. Moses didn't do all the miracles. God did. God and Moses did the miracles.
That's right.
So, Brother Vernon talks about people that just love themselves, you know, love their neighbors themselves, but they don't mean it that way. Me, 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 me. So, this is where I'm gonna get in trouble. But that's it. I have a broken spirit. We have some friends that go to a different church, and they got two daughters. They went to another church, and they left the church and went to a denomination because the preacher every Sunday would just preach, "I know everything. You guys don't know anything. If you don't listen to me, you're going to hell." So. Brother Grant said, if your preacher don't stay with the word, you can leave him, right?
Yeah.
I know we are sheep. We have to be led by the great shepherd, and the fivefold ministry is like the little dog. But sometimes he thinks God is not watching, and he tries to scatter the sheep. You know, the little dog is supposed to help the shepherd get the sheep into the fold.
Right.
Brother Brandt said, you cannot preach unless you've been with God in the back of the desert. I'm going to get in trouble here too. Some preachers need to go to the back of the desert. We are the body of Christ. When one of us gets hurt, we all hurt.
Right. Exactly.
That's my main thing that I want to say. Moses thought he could do it on his own, but God said, "I can't use you now." So he sent him to the desert for 40 years with his father-in-law, Jethro, which he was a shepherd. But I think Moses' wife helped him too, because Zipporah. Let's go to Exodus 4:25-26. And it came to pass by the way, and in the end, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely a bloody husband art thou to me." So, I guess his wife kept him in line. He said, "If you don't do this, I'm going to give you a cry." No, just keep him straight. Sorry. In the message, "Bleed from the Heart," Brother Brahm said, "A man is known by his character, is known by his works. No matter who he is, his works prove his character. If you take a man, no matter how good he tries to be, if his works are evil and all his goodness won't amount to nothing, a man's word is his characteristics. A man that his word is no good, then you'll never have confidence in that man because his works no good. So therefore, God our Father, his character and his works prove what he is. A man's works declares his character. Christ was God's work, and Christ declared God's character. His feeling for the sick, his longing for the saving the soul, till even he gave his own life. God's character was declared in Christ." Brother Wade is in the Philippines, so we need to pray for him. But Brother Wade is one of the best preachers we got in the message, so we won't send him to the back of the desert. Maybe we'll send him to the Philippines, but he's already there. Brother Vernon said that the worst sinner is the one that thinks he knows it all. Self-centered. He said they don't need correction. They know everything. He said they know it all. He said their head is bigger than their stomach. That's what he said. But the devil doesn't need our help. He's doing a good job. You know, but Brother Vernon says, we're helping and we're just fighting and shooting each other, so he just sits back and laughs at us.
Right.
Am I in trouble yet? In Hebrews chapter 7, part 2, Brother Brand said, he said, you people, this saw blade temper that's always spouting off at the mouth that somebody can't put up and things like that, be careful. You're guilty if you speak a word against your brother. That's not right. No, just right. Go around and tear down it. You don't have to stick a knife in a man's back to kill him.
Right.
He said you can break his character and kill him, kill his influence. Speak against your pastor here, say something bad about him. You just might as well as shot him. Told something that wasn't right about him, well, it'll kill his influence with the people and things like that, and you're guilty of it. What Jesus said, that Brother Dale says, I'll never say that if you don't listen to me, you're going to hell. So I'm not talking about him.
Yeah. We hope not.
Not everybody in the message is like that. There's only, in every basket, there's a rotten apple, you know? No, I ain't talking about that. Like I said, wait, he's one of the best preachers we got. No, I was in trouble already.
He's fine.
The message, hear ye him. Back in the Old Testament, a father owned a big kingdom and a child was born unto that kingdom. He was a son as soon as he was born. But yet that son didn't. He would be heir of all the father had if his character was right. But first, his character had to be proved. Now you ministers know where I'm going to. It's the placing of a son. Now if his character didn't show up right, he didn't inherit anything, he was just a son. So then the father, in order to get this great son of his, who he loved, he had businesses to be doing, so he got a tutor, trainer over his children, and he sought through the places until he found the best man he could find. Because his son's education and the future of his son depended on what kind of training that child got. And that's the way it is today in the kingdom of God, that we are born in the kingdom of God. God sought out the best tutor that he could find for the church, and that was the Holy Spirit. Life is what controls us. We are known by the life that we live. And it's been said that your life speaks so loud that I can't hear your testimony. So therefore, to live a sermon would be much better than to preach one. The life you live shows what character you are, because your life always builds your character. And Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. So no matter what we will say or how much we will testify, if our life doesn't coincide with that testimony, we're doing the kingdom of God and in dead men by giving that testimony, because people know what we are. And I often thought at a funeral service to hear a man preach the funeral of some person that had lived ungodly and had never done anything right, and yet preach as though they were a great person that had gone right into heaven. In the end time evangelist, Brother Brown said, Jesus counts characters, not members. You know that? He counts character. God always tries to get one man in his hand. That's all he needs, is one man. And he will do his work through the year. Just think, He could only find one righteous man in the time of Noah, in the time of Moses. He only found one righteous man. He said, God's looking for character, not membership. Character, Eliezer, when he went to get the bride for Isaac, he sweated it out until he found character. Abraham put him responsible as God puts us responsible, right? We ministers, hunt my bride. God bless your heart. I'm looking for members. I'm looking for the pure in heart. See somebody that'll believe in the word. No question, no comment? Can I leave? Identification. Now, but we find out that there, as we go along through life, that our character molds the image that we are. Each one knows that as you live, your character molds you to what you are. Now, you have seen people that you just love to be around, yet they might not be accepted in your bracket of society, and again, they might be of a different race, the color, or the brown, or the yellow, but there's just something about that character that you just love to be in their presence, because each person is the dynamo of their own, and you put out an atmosphere. Let's go to Romans 14. Let's do 14:11-13. As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Let's go to Hebrews 6. Verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. I heard the news in California that they had some robots stocking up shelves, you know, and one of them had a short. And he started a big fire. So when the firemen came in, they had a hard time because the robots kept working and the firemen had to go around to try to put the fire out. And So no matter what the devil throws at us, we got to stand our ground, like Brother Bernard said. We got to stand our ground, like the robots did. So if only one out of Georgia is going, let you say you, and I'll say me. So, let's be like the robot, you know. We got to stand our ground. We're going no matter what the devil says. Okay. Okay, let's go to Luke chapter 6, and this is going to be, I need all the help I can get. A responsive reading. Luke 6. Luke 6, we're going to start with 20 all the way to 46. And one of the Beatitudes. Sixth, 20th, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciple and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh.
Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from your company, and you shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake.
Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets.
But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation.
Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep.
Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did your fathers to the false prophets.
But I say unto you, which is here, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you.
Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despise you. Fully despise you.
And to him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy cloak also.
Give to every man that asks of thee and of him, and take away thy goods, ask them not again.
And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise.
For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those who love them.
And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same.
And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again.
But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for it is time to be thankful and to be evil.
Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven.
Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressured down, and shaken together, and running over, shall man give unto you, and man give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye mete withal, it shall be measured to you again.
And he spake a parable unto them, Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch?
The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is per feet shall be as his master.
And the blind man closes out the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceives not the beam that is in thy own eye.
Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thy eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out the first beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye.
For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather thy grapes.
A good man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh.
All together. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? In the message why Christ speak, brother, and said, God goes to church every day. Just lives in church. He lives in church. He lives in his you. You're his church. You're his church. You are the tabernacle that God dwells in. You are the church of the living God yourself. And the living God lives in his living being. Then your actions is of God. If it isn't, then God isn't there. He won't make you act like that. When he says in his word here, his blueprint, don't do it and you go do it, see, that's wrong. When you deny it, it shows that the life isn't even in you. The water separation, brother said, Christ had to die to make us all alive, quicken us. Is that right? So it's only through, no matter what church you belong to, how many times you shook hands with a preacher, how many names you got in the book, or how many churches you belong to, it doesn't mean that. You got to absolutely accept the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not only that, but you got to die to yourself. You got to die to every thought of the flesh that you can receive the mind of Christ and walk from henceforth, not of your own, but of his mind, the mind of Christ in you. That's the only way you can stay alive. That's the only way I can stay alive. That's all I live by, is by the Holy Spirit. An influence, Brother Brown said, remember the Bible said, you're living written epistles, read of all men. Now, many people won't read the Bible, but God has made you a living representative. You're a walking letter. Should you be a walking Bible, Christ in you? You should be the walking Word of God. And if you profess to be a Christian and not that you're influenced, what you're influencing will make you have to answer for many souls that you turn aside away from the Christ, in that judgment day. Whatever happens in your life, you can change your attitude. What Joseph's brothers did to him, that was pretty bad. So, but Joseph chose the right attitude. He said, God did this to preserve life. So when his brothers finally recognized who he was, he said, we're toast, man, we're gone. But Joseph changed his attitude. So, Brother Wade doesn't get mad at me.
Oh, no, we can't. To make for more reason.
There's three steps to joy. First one is Jesus, others, and you last. So he must increase, we must decrease.
That's right.
But everybody says, they put it upside down, me first.
Right.
Me first. Me, yeah. me.
Right.
We have a guy at my work that all he wants to do is me. Oh, yeah, I'm a team player. Yeah, right.
This whole generation. This whole generation is me.
Yeah. The whole generation is me. Look at the world today. They don't want us to fly in airplanes no more. They don't want us to eat meat. They don't want us to, I guess, fish the only thing we can eat. So, this world's crazy, so we don't want to go crazy either. Right. So, thank you.
Can I make a comment, Brother Joe?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're talking about our character, and that's what you started out with, and how our character is molded. And I may be silly, but I think of a Jell-O mold. Mm. Everybody's
yeah.
seen a Jell-O mold.
Yeah.
Well, what if you put in Cool Whip and Jell-O and nuts
and fruit.
Help me, fruit, there we go. And you leave it on the counter.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Okay.
Nothing.
That's right.
But you have to put it in the right atmosphere
right.
to
right.
change what all's
right.
inside there. Now you can take
That's
the same,
right.
and then you have a different outcome, depending
right.
on if you put it in the freezer
right.
or the refrigerator
right.
or in the sunshine. You have
right.
a different
right.
outcome.
Right.
So it's where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's your attitude and where you go.
That's
but
right.
you can take the same mold and put pure water in it. And put it in the same, you have a choice again. We have the water of the word. You have your choice again. You can leave it in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave it on the counter. Or you can put it in the refrigerator or the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
It's still
mm-hmm.
the same ingredients. But it changes the character
right.
of what you take out of that mold. You can dump it out liquid. Or you can leave it in there and turn it into something
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our the atmosphere that
yeah,
you put it
exactly.
in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
And I was in the kitchen too long, I guess. But.
Well, you're going to do
That's
it next
good.
Week because you did a good job.
That's good.
But I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.